thanks for your attention. Hi, I'm Misty Take, or Naomi. I use they, them pronouns, and I want to talk to you about a bit about the server side of things now. We just heard a lot about what the DeltaChat client is doing. Yeah, so I'm also from the DeltaChat team, but technically this is now about Chatmail, which is a separate project which we are also doing. Oh, sorry, I got the logo wrong actually. Naja. Chatmail is another open source project. It's at GitHub under DeltaChat/Chatmail. It's easy to find. But why do we actually do this? Because actually we are DeltaChat is an email client, right? We already work with basically any SMTP and IMAP server. So why actually focus on a Chatmail server? We had a lot of reasons which basically, yeah, made it more useful at some point to think about, okay, but how can we optimize a mail service so it works for chatting? One big problem we had, for example, is there's this UX expectation. People install our app, and then we ask them to for an email and a password, and then people think like, Ham, aren't you already an app? Why do I need to give you my email password, actually? Like, what password should I enter here now? And it was very confusing, actually. And then again, it's also, do we even want users to have to memorize passwords? In many ways, that's super inconvenient. Password managers are not very widespread, after all. You all just onboarded, right, with this QR codes, or maybe just by clicking on Create New Profile. You didn't actually have to choose a password. You didn't have to remember one. There was one generated, actually, because it is an email account, after all. But also UX-wise, we don't really want users to have to bother with that. And when they migrate to a different device, then they have to export a backup, import it to the new device, but it will work without actually logging in somewhere. But it's rather file-based and access to device-based. We also didn't like that you needed to give personal data for registration. We don't like the rate limits many servers have because chatting is fast, and especially if you have a WebXCC app where people edit like in